San Francisco Reparations Committee meeting postponed after member got stuck in Colombia where he visited Hooters. By Paul Bois on February 9, 2023. The controversial Reparations Committee in San Francisco had to postpone a meeting after one of its members got stuck in Colombia where he visited Hooters. The far-left city of San Francisco approved a task force in 2021 that aimed to study financial compensation, community programs and other ways to make reparations to the descendants of slaves, according to the Daily Mail. Among the committee's members is San Francisco Supervisor Shaman Walton, who did not return as scheduled on Tuesday from his vacation to Colombia, during which he visited Hooters. Per the Mail, Walton was due back in the city for the meeting on Tuesday. Due to his absence, the meeting will be delayed until March. The committee is planning to dispense $5 million per qualifying person in the Bay Area. Walton, 47, posted a photo on his Instagram page from a party being held for a friend at a Hooters restaurant in Medellin. The photo was later republished by the San Francisco Standard, which was the first outlet to report on Walton's absence from the meeting. The picture in question shows a man wearing a t-shirt reading Juaputa, which roughly translates as son of the BH. In the caption, Walton makes it clear that he is not the person in the photo. In a statement, Walton's chief of staff Natalie G said his flight on Copa Airlines was delayed, which caused him to miss a connection. The reparations meeting was canceled due to his absence. G said it will take some time to reschedule the meeting due to the number of schedules that have to be taken into account. This is not a delay for reparations. The final report is due in June. Most certainly, Supervisor Walton has no control over the airlines and flight delays, G said. Another member of the committee told the SF Standard, "I'm stunned. Well, still, there need to be reparations for the people's sake. The black population in this county is on life support." Walton, who introduced the proposal for a committee, said in 2020, "The appointments of this Reparations Advisory Committee is an historical event. As I am unaware of any other legislated body in place to prioritize injustices and create a true reparations plan in a package for black people." Walton also supported the CARAN Act to outlaw racist 911 calls in the city. San Francisco Board of Supervisors member Shaman Walton introduced the legislation in July, saying it was in response to the rising incidents of people harassing and calling 911 on black people and people of color doing daily activities all over the country, Breitbart News reported at the time.